Up next on American Restoration.
Welcome to paradise.
Ron and I are here at Lonnie's house looking for something we can buy and turn for a profit.
What is that?
This is a Batmobile.
Does it run?
Sure.
Nice.
I can totally picture my dad's face if Ron and I pulled up to the shop in this thing. You want to ride this out of here?
Heck yeah.
There's a mutoscope in there.
This is awesome. The mutoscope was the beginning of the motion picture industry.
She is stuck on being naked.
Oh my God. I'm on my way to a local museum to look at some items that they'd like to get restored. I feel like we're going down to the good stuff. Wow, this is awesome. Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Great. What's up this time?
Well, there's a mutoscope in there.
Oh, this is awesome. Looks heavy, though. We recently restored a really cool 1940s baseball game for the Santa Cruz Boardwalk.
Wow, that is beautiful.
The customer loved it so much, now he's here with another item. And this thing looks bad.
Well, this is it.
That's cool. How old do you think this is?
It's got to be 100 years old.
So what's it do?
Well, you put your money in here, you look in here, and you'd spin it, and you'd get to see yourself a movie. Mutoscopes have been around since the late 1800s, and were huge in the early development of motion pictures.
Oh, it's like a flip book.
Yeah, it's like a
flip book. So, like, if you're like this, it's like, oh. I always thought flip books were really cool, so I'll be the first to admit, this machine's got me pretty intrigued. Oh, God. Oh, and we're stuck. She is stuck on being naked. You want to see? Turn it.
Oh, it's Adam and Eve. It's Adam and Eve, and she's giving him the apple.
Oh, sure, that's what they call it.
That's what's going on. That's cool.
Yeah, they're fascinating.
How do you want to see this done?
I'd love to see it original.
All right. I'd say we may have 3-4 hours in teardown. Then it'll end up going into sandblasting. And then it'll go into bodywork, and we're going to have to weld these broken parts. And then it's off to the art shop. All that together, $5,500.
I'm at five.
I don't think it's going to be possible with everything going on here. I don't want to go to where we have to cut a corner or something's going to suffer.
Well, if you promise not to cut any corners, I think I can live with that. It's a deal.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Tyler, get in the line.
An extra few $100, I wouldn't... super happy about that, but if it's a first-class job, I'll be very happy.
What is going on here?
Rick asked me to go by our buddy Lonnie's house to see if there's anything worth buying to fix up, being here for 5 hours and not see everything. Considering how much stuff this guy has, I asked Tyler to come along to help me out with the search. Morning, how you doing?
Well, fine. Welcome to paradise.
Good seeing you again.
This place is ridiculous.
Come on down and see the garage. A lot of fun things
down
here.
We didn't go there last time. Right on.
Right. Ron and Tyler came down today to look at my collection of found object art. This is a Batmobile. There's a lot of Batmobiles around. Yeah. This just happens to be my Batmobile.
This is modeled after a Batmobile on TV?
Yeah.
One of the first ones, right?
Yeah. Bought it cheap from a guy that needed money.
Nice.
Overheats, goes off the street. It's the worst car I've ever driven.
I can totally picture my dad's face if Ron and I pulled up to the shop in this thing. Actually, he'd probably fire us.
Onward. I want to show you the music room. This is really Liberace's piano, which he played honky-tonk. You see, I liberated a lot of things out of Liberace's warehouse. Got a lot of other things from people. This happens to be a knight in armor. But here's the real test of manhood. Tyler, come on. Now, let's see if you can pull that sucker right out of the stone. There you go.
Yours is bigger. Sometimes I love Tyler coming on picks with me because the kid knows how to have a good time.
Here.
Yeah.
Let's see what you can do.
That was mine. Yeah, now who's bigger? See, you never reach me. What, hey?
Hey.
Some guy from a museum's on the phone for you.
Thanks. Hello, this is Rick.
Hi, Rick. This is Chandler Rossiter, director of the Mojave Museum. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Well, we have artifacts that we want to restore.
Okay.
A few of those items that we would like your expertise on.
It's not every day that I get museums calling me up to take a look at rare historical items that they want to get restored. I'll come down and take a look.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. As busy as we are here at the shop, this is a great opportunity to make new contacts and possibly get to restore something for a local museum. While I'm gone, it'll be up to my guys to keep things running smooth.
Hey, cowboy.
Check this thing out. A customer just dropped off this old cast metal machine.
That is wicked.
Now, Rick is having Cowboy and I tear it apart.
It looks like a nightmare, Kyle.
The thing with cast, it's very hard to weld back together, so we need to make sure nothing snaps or hits the ground.
This is patent November-95, so that had to have been 1895. Some company out of New York made it.
New York City? Yank it off, Eric. Come on, Kyle. Let me give you a hand here, buddy.
It's a heavy little sucker.
This place is ridiculous.
Ron and I are still here at Lonnie's house looking for something we can buy and turn for a profit. The problem is there's just too much cool stuff here.
Look around, see what we got. Anything you want to restore.
Big tiki head.
What's that behind those, that bike looking thing?
Hey Lonnie, there's like a bike tucked back here. Can I bring this out?
Absolutely.
Oh God, oh God.
It's a tandem.
Don't hit me with it. Go, got it.
Thanks for the help, Tyler.
Finding the old bicycle built for two, huh?
Yeah, it's old. Where'd you get it?
From a guy in the yard sale. I just thought, oh, tell me it's no fun. We'll put it together, we'll do it, and we'll ride around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Never happened.
I think this is something we could work with. This is a pretty sweet ride. I know tandem bikes have been around since the late 1800s, and they were real popular in the 1960s. We need this bike. How much would you get rid of it for?
Oh, I think, $250, I think.
I think it's a bit high because it's got no seats and no handlebars.
$250 is a little high, man.
I think we could do like one.
Tell you what, $100, but then you gotta bring it back, show it to me when it's all fixed up. How's that for a deal?
That sounds pretty good. All right.
Sounds good.
It took a while, but we finally found something worth taking back to the shop with us. And for only $100, this should definitely put a smile on Rick's face when he sees it. Steer, man. Steer.
Oh, Lord. I'm gonna need out. Cramp.
Right now, I'm on my way to a local museum to look at some items that they'd like to get appraised and possibly get restored.
Hey. You must be Rick.
Yes.
I'm Shannon.
How are you doing? Great to meet you.
Good having you.
Vicky, this is Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Vicky. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
You gonna show me around?
Yeah. Our museum carries many artifacts from Mojave County, a lot of it dealing with Route 66.
I feel like we're going down to the good stuff.
I can feel it.
Wow, this is awesome.
Thanks. Okay, well, one of the items that we've been wanting to get an idea of restoring, I have an old dentist chair with the actual foot pedal drill.
This is very, very high end. All the gold leafing they put, I mean, look at how much work they did. Like this wicker back, it was an expensive chair. This thing has more paint on it. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, it's my son. I'll call him back in a minute.
Okay. So, Rick, is this something you could do in your shop?
Oh, yeah, not a problem at all. Dentist chairs run right around $4,500 to do, totally. Okay.
I wanted to show you something else over here. This came out of our local telephone company.
So oh, yeah.
I think it's probably 40s.
Oh, my God. Talk about a wiring nightmare.
Well, how about doing something like getting one line working?
Right. Hold on a second. Excuse me. Yes.
Come on. Ron and I just got back from Lonnie's with the tandem bike, and I want to get started on it, but my dad's not answering his phone. If there's one thing I've learned from him, it's you don't let an item sit around, because that doesn't make any money.
If he's not going to answer the phone, then I'll call the shots around here one day anyways, so I guess I might as well just get it going through the line.
So if you were to restore this with one line working?
I'd probably do that for
$2,000 total.
Okay.
Yeah.
So far, I'm really impressed with what they have here. I mean, just being able to take a close-up view of this stuff before it goes on display is worth the trip. And if I get the chance to restore one of these things, it'll totally make my day.
You want to start in the crane so I'll get the wheels off?
That sounds good to me.
Tyler came in and told Cowboy and I to start tearing down the tandem bike Kim and Ron bought.
You ever rode one of these, Cowboy?
It's not my style, Kyle.
Voila.
I need needle nose.
While Kyle and Cowboy finish getting the tandem bike apart, we still got other restorations we have to keep working on. So now, Ron and I are gonna get the mech inside this mutoscope torn down.
Let's take a picture of that out before we take it apart.
Winner!
Sweet.
One of the other items we have is an original wheelchair that was built out of airplane parts after the war.
Wow. Oh, with a B-17 seat, powered by a 12-volt battery.
Yeah, this is very cool. Somebody took parts from a World War II airplane and made it into a functioning wheelchair. Now, that's what I call American ingenuity. This is something that's one of a kind. There's so much history to that, just the guy's thought, how his head came to this.
Since you haven't seen one of these before, how would you price this out?
You're looking at $1,800 to $2,500, make it all done up, do it up military style, and I think it'd be cool.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's really good to know.
This museum is really cool. Not only did I get to look at some really cool stuff, it may also lead to some more work at the shop.
Since my dad isn't here and won't answer his phone for whatever reason, I'm moving forward with the tandem bike. I already had Kyle and Cowboy tear it down. Now Brentley and I are working on getting it sanded. Meanwhile, Phil is taking care of all the bodywork for the mutoscope.
This mutoscope has a lot of cracks in the metal, so we have to weld them up and smooth it out by grinding before we can send it to paint. Grinding it smooth without ruining the detail is really tough.
It's about time you're back. Way to answer your phone.
Oh, man, I was busy. So how'd it go at Lonnie's?
It was good. I mean, we looked around, found some okay stuff, and then we found this really cool, like, 50s tandem bike, like a two-seater bike. It's awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's
that really, sounds it's really awesome. Badass. Let me see it.
Well, the thing is, I already got it torn down.
You already tore it apart?
Yeah.
And I didn't get to even see it?
Ron saw it. He was with me.
Oh, man. I'm not quite sure what this bozo son of mine was thinking, but this is definitely not cool. If you're gonna go and buy something, rip something down, then now you gotta follow it through the line.
All right. All right, I'll do it. Watch.
All right.
Wait till it's at the end and it's this gem.
We'll see.
All right.
Get back to work.
Just don't send me to Lonnie's anymore. I can't handle that.
One of the things that make the mutoscope a great piece of Americana is the exterior detail work. Now that I've given it a base coat, Ted is adding all the flourishes.
With all the detail that's on this, if we weren't careful and you tried to paint every detail on here a different color, this thing's just gonna look crazy by the time it's done. So we wanna keep it to around four colors. Now time to go get the next one.
The tandem bike project is moving along. I think I'm getting the hang of being the boss. Next up on the process sheet is getting this thing painted. I didn't find all the parts I needed in the boneyard, so I ordered all the missing parts along with brand new street cruiser seats, which I got upholstered to match. Ted was already at the shop for the mutoscope project, so I figured since he was here, I'd have him add a little pizzazz to the tandem bike. Now, I just have to put this thing together. Hey-o. My name is Tyler, and I'm the master.
Tyler's been spearheading this tandem bike restoration ever since he decided to start this project before I could even get to look it over. He's actually done a hell of a job on this thing, and it turned out just beautiful. Now we're bringing it back to Lonnie's to show him and his wife. And man, I really want to see him ride this thing.
Hey, Lonnie.
Well, hi, Rick.
How you doing?
Just fine.
Oh, it's a beautiful day today.
Yeah, it is.
This is my wife, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Rick. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. I got something to show you. Remember what I called you about?
Yeah, let's go look at it.
Let's go out this way.
Rick and Tyler are coming by to show us the bicycle, which they restored. Rick says it's beautiful, but we'll see when we get through. Why are you hiding it? I've seen it before. I want to see it now.
Yeah, I know you've seen it before, but it looks a little different, so I want you guys to really be prepared, all right?
Let's see.
All right, here we go.
I'm on.
1, 2, 3.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's not the same bike. It's gorgeous. How did you turn that piece of junk into this beautiful specimen?
Well, I mean, what we ended up doing is we had to,
You gonna let me tell him? What did you do?
yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, I had a couple guys at our shop tear it down. We had the whole frame sandblasted and then shot it blue. We had the seat reupholstered and all this is white and all this is blue to match the bike. We had all the undercarriage of the seat chrome plated, so everything's nice and shiny. These hand grips are originally from the 50s. And we found you a new headlight, so you could really ride in the dark if you really wanted to. And then this is the original plate. We left old looking and had it clear coated, so I mean, gives you a little bit of that patina.
Just beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think we're gonna have to try it out, Sandy.
I'll drive.
You always do.
I've never ridden a tandem bike before, so this ought to be very interesting.
Okay, this is a little difficult, okay?
It's Come on now, I've ridden a bike before.
All right.
Oh, man.
You have to get your hands, both feet on the pedal first. That's right.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right, I've had it. Riding the tandem bike was more difficult than I thought it was going to be. It's difficult to steer.
Both feet on the pedal first, that's right. I didn't dare say anything back there because she doesn't take direction well.
Not fair. Whoa.
What do you think?
Together. We definitely both need more practice before we can start tandem biking.
That's for sure.
All right, well, I definitely wanted you to see it.
Sure.
I wanted you guys to get the opportunity to ride it.
Yeah.
You know, we made a deal with you, or Tyler did.
Sure.
You know, it came from here, and I wanted you to be the first one to ride it, okay?
Beautiful.
So thank you very much. It was wonderful. I'm really proud of the job Tyler did on this restoration, and I have no doubt that we're going to find the right collector that's going to want to buy it. In the meantime, I had a lot of fun watching Lonnie and his wife take it for a test drive.
This is the lift, just like that.
All of the pieces of the mutoscope are ready. Now, Kyle and Cowboy are putting it together. I can't wait to show it to the customer. I hope he's as happy with the transformation as I am.
Come on, get in there. Nice.
There's somebody here.
All right.
Come here, let's go ahead and push it down. Hey, Charles.
Well, Rick, how are you doing?
How you been?
Well, I've been fine, thank you.
Good to see you.
I came to Rick's restoration today to pick up my mutoscope. It looked like a tough job, so I hope Rick got this restored so I can get back to the boardwalk where it belongs.
All right, you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Wow. Well, this is just like new, Rick. When I first saw the machine, it was exciting. It looked brand new, and the colors Rick chose were really outstanding.
What do you think?
It's beautiful. It's more than I expected.
There's a lot of hand painting. You got all this pinstriping on here, all these, you know, all this color and everything, and then the Indian head on the bottom. I mean, this is very cool looking. I mean, where you got a Brave on this side, and on this side you got a Chief. You know, this piece here was basically a piece of flattened steel on there, so we ended up recasting this for you. The Mutoscope ID plate on there, this is a beautiful piece, and it tells the story of it. The inside, this mechanism in here that makes it work was pretty tricky. I mean, there's a gear behind it, and now when you put the coin in and you turn it, it lights up, you can see it, and it builds the story.
Well, it's very beautiful to look at. But we brought it down with an Adam and Eve movie in there. Does it still work?
Yeah, it still works, but we ended up changing it out and went to a fight scene, something a little more, you know, that Adam and Eve movie.
Less sex, which was his fault.
Well,
check it out.
Oh, okay, let's take a look
check
at
it. Out. See if you can get into the fighting movie.
Okay, let's do that. Well, there is a movie going on. Looks like a fight in a bar.
Over a chick.
Over a chick. Nice.
Well, that's typical. Well, that's a great show. I can't wait to put it on display down at the boardwalk.
Good, I'm glad. Yeah, I'm proud of it. It came out real nice.
Rick always does a nice job. And, I'm just excited that the machine is not only beautiful, but it's really a piece of working history.
Let's go for a ride. I didn't get a chance to ride it.
So I don't want to scratch it, though.
Come on. Please, babe, come on.
All right, for
okay,
you.
Good, thanks.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Let's go. Push.
Doing good. Doing good.
We could do this. We'll get in shape.
This is fun. I'm loving it.
I think we should keep this bike.
You like it?
Yeah. Ring the bell, babe.
Watch the car. Watch the car, baby. You see
ding,
the car?
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, going right.
Woo!
Going right. Going right. Turn right. Are you going to turn?
I'm turning.